Okay, good morning everybody. Today's daf is Tainus daf Yud Gimel. We left off daf Yud Beis and Beis. We just finished the Mishnah yesterday, so we're at the Gemara on the last medium-sized line on daf Yud Beis and Beis. Today's shir is sponsored by Dr. David Lander, in honor of his wife and children. Is also sponsored by Friends of the Beach Minyan, Lizuchus Rufus Shalema, for Aryeh David Alevi, Ben Yehudis, Shiru Shalem Rufus Shalema, Besoch Shar Chole Yisrael. So the first thing we're going to talk about today is we're going to discuss the source for the idea of an Isser Malacha on a Tainus, because after all the other things that we do on a Tainus make a lot of sense, that those are things that cause a person tsar. A person gets a day off from work, he usually enjoys having a day off from work. So why is that considered? I guess Tav Yom coincidence, day off from work. So he usually enjoys a day off from work. So why is it that that's considered to be something that's associated with the tightness? And then the Gemara is going to go through what the typical schedule of a day is supposed to be on a tightness. How much of the day is supposed to be spent in cheshbon and nefesh, and how much in davening, and how much in leining and haftorah. And then the Gemara is going to discuss, the majority of today's daf is going to discuss the issue of bathing on a fast day, as well as bathing when a person is in Avelus. The Gemara is going to bring four rayas about bathing in cold water when a person is in Avelus or on a fast day, and reject all of those rayas about whether it's mutar or aser. Then the Gemara is going to bring two versions of Rava's statement about an avel bathing, and then on Amud Beis, the Gemara is going to shift into a discussion about Tfilas Aneinu, that where do we insert Aneinu in Shmona Esrei on a fast day, and then the Gemara is going to have a discussion if we say 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz on a fast day, and which fast days we recite 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz, and which fast days we do not recite 24 brachos in Chazaras Hashatz. I just want to apologize in advance. I'm going to have to end this year a little bit early because I'm speaking in Teaneck this morning at 9 o'clock, and I don't know if I'm going to get there or not, but I'm definitely going to have to end a little bit early to even stand the chance. So let's begin at the Gemara on Yud Beis Amud Beis. So it says the Gemara, Bishla Makulu, I understand all of these items that we listed in the Mishnah that you're not allowed to do on a fast day. Isbu Tainuk, they're enjoyable, so you shouldn't do them on a fast day. Rechitza, Vesicha, Tashmash Hamita. For some reason, it leaves out Nila Sasandal, but Nila Sasandal also. All of those things are a Tanuk. So I understand why you're not allowed to do those on a fast day. Aval Malacha, Tsaru, Malacha. No one enjoys work. Work is a tsar. It's difficult. So why can't you do that on a fast day? Because it's a pasuk in the Nevuah of Yoel when he talks about the arba that they were afflicted with that is going to destroy all of their crops. So he said that they should fast and they should daven. Kitchu tzom kiru atzara isfu zakenim, and the Gemara Darshan says kiru atzara teaches us that it's ke'atzeres, that when he's instructing them to fast, he's telling them they should make a fast that's like atzeres, that's similar to the Yom Tov of Shavuos or Shemini Atzeres. Ma atzeres, also basiyas melacha, just like atzeres, whichever atzeres you're talking about, whether it be Shavuos or Shemini Atzeres, there's an isra of asiyas, there's an isra of melacha. So atainis also basiyas melacha. So we darshan from that pasuk that atainis is aser basiyas melacha. So even though we were looking for a svara as to why it would be aser, the Gemara doesn't really give a svara. The Gemara just says, you know, it's a pasuk that from which we derive that there's an isra asiyas melacha on atainis. Says Gemara, ima atzeres meyurta. Well, how far are you going to take that comparison to atzeres? When it comes to Yom Tov, we already start the Yisra Malacha the night before. So, if Tainis Nami Meyurta, you're going to say the same thing when it comes to Tainis, that the Yisra Malacha starts the night before. So, I'm Rabbi Zeri Ledidim, Farshi, the Minei Rabbi Yirmi Baraba, Amar Kra Isfu Zakenim. That it was described to me from Rabbi Yirmi Baraba that the Pasuk says Isfu Zakenim right next to the, when it says Kiru Atzeres. So, it says Isfu Zakenim. So, we darshan that the Yisra Malacha on a fast day should be similar to the gathering together of the Zakenim on the fast day. So Ma'asifa Zakenim Bayom, just like the gathering together of the Zakenim happens in the daytime and not at nighttime. At nighttime everyone's home, no one's gathering together anywhere. So Aftzom Nami Bayom, so when it comes to a fast day also, the Yisra Malacha is going to begin during the daytime. What exactly is the Yisra Malacha on a fast day? Meaning there are some times where you have Yisra Malacha that doesn't mean Pshuta kameshmo. It doesn't mean what we normally consider to be an isra malacha. Meaning, for example, there's a minig that nashim don't do malacha 30 minutes after Hadlakas Neros Chanukah. Such a minig that's quoted by the poskim, that women don't do malacha for 30 minutes. Rabbi Saul Reisman said he wants to ask Rav Bik Zuchrana Levracha whether his wife is allowed to make latkes and make sufkaniyot during those 30 minutes, or should she be knowing the isra malacha? He said, isra malacha in making latkes and sufkaniyot, when a malacha is bishul, you hold that those 30 minutes are more chumer than yantif. On yantif, you also have an isra malacha. And on yantif, you're allowed to do malachas ochel nefesh. So sometimes you have an isra malacha, and it's a different kind of isra malacha. So, okay, so on a fast day, there's some level of an isra malacha. Says Gemara, maybe the isra malacha only begins from halfway through the day. Who says that it starts in the morning? The Gevura Sari writes that tiara over here has to mean the midpoint, meaning the word tiara means two different things in Shas. The Gemara in the beginning of Bracha says uva shemesh v'taher, so taher yoma means that it's totally over. But we also have hizam imenuel tiaro shel mizbeach, to be mazeh on the tiaro shel mizbeach, and the Gemara in Yuma darshins that means halfway up the mizbeach. At the midpoint. So over here, it says Gevura Sari, the tiara means halfway point. So ve'ema mitiara, maybe the Yisra Malacha is only halfway through the day. How do you know it's when the whole day is over? How do you know it's at the beginning of the day? Rav Shish Breid Rav Idi explains, Misayel, the Rav Huna, Damar Mitzaf, for Kinufia, that from the fact that Rabbi Yirmiya says as a Dover Pashut, that the Yisra Malacha is derived from Asifa Sekenim, begins, and that begins already in the morning, that's a raya to Rav Huna, because Rav Huna said, when it comes to a Titus Tzibur, that in the morning we already gather together in the shuls, and the Zakenim and the Chachamim all get together. That already happens in the morning. So therefore, the Isra Malacha, which is derived from Isvu Zakenim, which is derived from the Pasuk of Kiru Atzara, Isvu Zakenim, that must be when the Zakenim get together, and the Zakenim gather together in the morning of a fast day. So Hei Chiyavdi, okay, so now that you're telling me that part of the schedule of a fast day is that in the morning, first thing in the morning, everybody gets together, including all the Zakenim, they all come to shul. So what's the rest of the daily schedule? What happens? What are they doing in shul on the first half of the day? What do they do the second half of the day? Samar Abaye Mitzafra. Abaye says, from the morning after Shachris, Ad Pal Gadioma, until halfway through the day, Ma'inin B'mili D'masa. They have to look into the needs of the city, meaning any issues that they have spiritually, what they've been doing wrong. They do a Cheshbon HaNefesh, how they're going to fix it. They inspire people to better behavior. Mikan Ve'elach, once they hit Chatzosayom, then they divide the second half of the day into two quadrants, in two quarters. Riva Diyoma, they one quarter of the day, Karin B'Sifra V'Haftarta, they do a Kriya Satara, and they read Dir Shor Hashem B'Yimatzo, they read a Haftarah, Mikan Ve'elach, and then from the last quarter of the day, B'Inan Rachmi, they daven Takorosh Baruch Hu, and the idea that the quarter of the day they read from the Torah, quarter of the day they daven, is Shenamar, is derived from the Pasuk when it describes the Jewish people coming back from Golus, Teretz Yisrael, with Nehemiah, that they did tshuva from their averos that they had done previously, and the pasuk says, "Vayakumu al amdam vayikru b'sefer Torah Hashem Elokeim reviyas hayom ureviyas misvadim mishtachvim l'Hashem Elokeim." That it says explicitly that a quarter of the day they were reading from the Torah, and a quarter of the day they were being misvadim, they were being mispalel. So says Gemara, yeah, but ve'epachanam, maybe the seder hayom is the opposite. Maybe in the first half of the day is when they do those two things. They read from the Torah and the Haftorah and they daven, and then maybe the second half of the day is the day that is the time that they do Cheshbon HaNefesh and they look for the Tzarchei Ya'ir and they engage in all of that. How do you know to put it in this order? So lo salkadai, no, you can't say that. Because the Pasuk says in Sefer Ezra, ve'elaye osfu kol charid b'divrei Elokei Yisrael al me al hagola, and the pasuk continues, "Vani Yoshev Mishomim ad leminchas haerev," and he's describing that everyone would gather together, and all the Tamid Chum would come together to tell me the problems and what the averos are that people are doing, and I sit and I listen until minchas haerev uksiv ubeminchas haerev kamti mitanesi, and then it says afterwards, and at minchas haerev I get up from my fast ve'efros hakapai el Hashem. So you see that in the first half of the day he's listening to all of the problems, everything that needs tikkun, everything that requires fixing. From Minchas Ha'erev, after Chatzos, that's when he's engaged in tefillah. Gula. So that's the half of the day. We know that it's the second half of the day where you're going to have the Kriyas HaTorah, and you're going to have the Haftarah, and you're going to have Tefillah. It's an interesting question that when exactly is the time for Kriyas HaTorah on a fast day, like Bizman Hazeh, when we lane at Mincha. So when exactly is the time that you're allowed to lane at Mincha? Do you have to wait until you can daven Mincha, which is a half hour after Chatzos Hayom, Mincha Gdola, or can you already start laning at Mincha as soon as it's the second half of the day, as soon as it's after Chatzos Hayom? This comes up, this Shaila comes up all the time in schools. A lot of times schools on a fast day, I know all the years I was teaching in DRS, on a fast day they would end school with Mincha on a fast day, then all the boys would go home. But the way the schedule worked out, it was much more convenient to start Mincha before the Zman for Mincha and just start with Kriyas HaTorah and with the Haftarah. And then by the time they got to Shmoneh Esrei, it would already be the Zman of Mincha. Are you allowed to do that? Or do you say that the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftarah belongs with Mincha and therefore it has to be at the Zman Mincha? Or can you start it earlier? Because the Gemara says that Michatzos Hayom Ve'elach, it's already time for Kriyas HaTorah and Haftarah. And that's got nothing to do really with the Tefillah. We just connect it to a Tefillah, but it's not really a function of Mincha. It's a function of a requirement of Kriyas HaTorah and Haftarah that we do on a fast day. So, okay, as you might expect, some posts can say one way, some posts can say the other way. When a school is stuck, one of the schools asked me years ago, they said, the bus company is only going to come at a certain time. If we don't do this, kids are going to have to daven Mincha at home. And we know that the nature of the school that asked the question is that a lot of the kids are not going to daven Mincha at home. They're not going to go to catch a minyan later. So then obviously, in that situation, you rely on those poskimen. Better to say the Kriyas HaTorah and the Haftarah right after Chatzos. Okay, Amrav from Bar Papa, Amrav Chista. Kol Shu Mishum Evel, any tainus that the Chacham work because of Avelus, that the reason you're not allowed to bathe is because of Avelus, Kagon Tisha B'Av, like Tisha B'Av or Masabel and the Chorban Beis HaMikdash, the Avel, and also Kavachomer, an actual Avel, who lost a relative and is in Tsar, Asur Bein B'Cham Bein Mitzonei. The Isser Rechitza, meaning now the Gemara is pivoting just to talk about the Isser of bathing, and that's going to be the majority of the daf. So anytime you have a tainus that's on account of Avelus, or actual Avelus, it's also to bathe both in hot water and in cold water. The kol shum yishum tainug, but anytime the Yisr Rechitza is only just to take away a little bit of enjoyment, kigon tainus tzibur, like when the chamor goes there, tainus tzibur, to inspire us to tshuva, and to be mitztayer over our Averos, so then b'chamen asu b'tzodin mutter. Then you're not allowed to bathe in warm water, but you're allowed to bathe in cold water. Tosus quotes a machlokas about the three tainios tzibur that are noheg nowadays, whether they're asu b'rechitza b'chamen. Right, Tosus quotes kol shum yishum tainug va'achshav shein tainus tzibur bavel el tishbav mutarin afilu b'chamen afilu yudzayin b'tamuz v'tzom gedalia kach pasuk Rav Yav Rabbeinu Yoel aviv asu lirchutz b'chamen. He quotes a machlokas between Rav Yav and Rabbeinu Yoel whether there's an Issur Rechitza B'chamin on Tisha B'Av and Asar B'Teves and those types of fast days B'zman HaZeh. La Halacha in Shulchan Aruch, we paskin mutter. We paskin that you're allowed to take a hot shower on a fast day B'zman HaZeh, not on Tisha B'Av obviously, but on a fast day, on the other fast days you're allowed to take a hot shower. However, the Mishmura says that a Bal Nefesh Yachmir, that a Bal Nefesh should be Machmir not to do so. But Me'ikar Adin, we paskin like the Shita that it's mutter to take a hot shower on a fast day B'zman HaZeh, but the Tainus Tzibur, when it had all of the dinim of a Tainus Tzibur, it was Asur B'chamin and Mutter B'tzonein. Amar Avidi Bar Avinaf and Anami Tanina. We bring a raya from our Mishnah, because the Mishnah says V'Noel and Issa Mechatzos. Stam Mechatzos means warm water, and that's why they had to close them. So it sounds like they only had to close the places of warm water, but cold water would be Mutter. So it's a raya that you're allowed to bathe in cold water on a fast day. So Amar Abayevi B'tzonein Asur. So wait, how can you make a diuk from the fact that it says that they closed the bathhouses? How would the Mishnah say if it wanted to tell you that you can't even bathe in cold water? What would they have to close in order to tell you that they can't bathe in cold water? Close the water main of the city. They didn't have water main. What would that mean? So the Gemara says, I'm going to buy Vibitsonin Asr, Sokhrin Asan Haras Mibai. They should stop the rivers from flowing. That's what the Mishnah should have said. Meaning there is no other option as to how to describe it. So what kind of diuk is that to make from the fact that it says you close the bathhouses, that it must be that you're allowed to bathe in cold water? So Rav Shish Breid Ravidi explains, my father, who was the one that made this diuk, was Ravidi Baravin that made the diuk. No, this was his diuk. This was his problem. Michdi, Tanan, it already says in the Mishnah, Asr Berchitza, they're not allowed to bathe. No Lodas Merchatzos, Lamali. Why then does it have to say they close the bathhouses? Obviously, if you're not allowed to bathe, you close the bathhouses. Elav Shmami, even though sometimes on fast days the food places are open, you know, the kosher food places are open. Okay, so that's for Choldim, I guess. So Elav Shmami na b'chamin Asr b'tzonei mutter. So it must be that when it says that once it says it's Asr to bathe, and then it says they close the bathhouses, so it must be that b'chamin Asr it's Asr to bathe in warm water, but b'tzonei mutter it's mutter to bathe in cold water. That's why Dafka emphasizes that they close the places that have warm water after they're already told me that it's also to bathe, it's to be magdir, that the isser to bathe is only in the type of bath you could get at a bathhouse. But there's no isser to bathe in the type of bath you can get at the river, which is cold water. Then the Gemara brings a raya to the other dinner of Chissa, said that on Tisha B'Av, it's also even to bathe in cold water. Lema Mesayele, I'll bring you a raya to that idea, that you're not allowed to bathe in cold water on Tisha B'Av. Kol Chayav Itvilos, anyone who's Tameh and has to go to the mikveh, Tovlin Kedarkan, when it comes time for their Tvila, they could be Tovel in the normal way, Bein B'Tishvav, Bein B'Yom HaKippurim, even on Tishvav. So even though you're not allowed to bathe on Tishvav, you can go to the mikvah on Tishvav. So be mind, what type of Tvila are we talking about? Ilema B'Chamin, if we're talking about bathing in warm water, Tvila B'Chamin, Mi'ika, is that even a possibility of Toveling in warm water? Shu'uvin Ninhu, how does the water get warm? The only way you can warm up the water is you collect it in pots and pans and you cook it up, and that's the only way the water would get warm. That's a psul in a mikveh. That's called mayim she'uvin once the water has been collected in kelim. So it can't be talking about toveling in warm water, telling me a chiddush that you could tovel in warm water on Tisha B'Av, because there's no such thing as tevila in warm water. Elav bitzonin. It must be telling me that you could be tovel in cold water on Tisha B'Av, v'chayav itul sin in the shachrin alo. And still, you're only allowed to go into cold water on Tisha B'Av if you have a chiyuv to go to the mikveh. But if you don't have a chiyuv to go to the mikveh, if you're not a tamei person that needs to go to the mikveh that day, then you would not be allowed to even go in cold water. From the fact that we're only matir, someone who has to go to the mikveh to go in cold water, you see clearly that other people are not allowed to go in cold water. It happens to be the isser of mayim she'uvin, the psul, I should say, rather, of mayim she'uvin, that you're not allowed to have drawn water, water that was in kelim, in to be used as mikveh water. Whether that's a psul d'oraisa or a psul d'rabanan is a major machlokas in halacha. It's a major machlokas rishonim. So the shita of the Shulchan Aruch in Yardeya, Simon Reish Aleph, Sif Nun Gimel, is that the psul of Shu'uvin is only midrabanan, the pasuk is nasmachta. Rashi's shita is that rubo Shu'uvin would be pasul minatora. That if the majority of the mikvah is mayim Shu'uvin, that would be psul minatora. Gimel lugin mayim Shu'uvin, that three lug of mayim Shu'uvin is going to be enough to pasul mikvah, that's only midrabanan. The Rabbein Chananel, however, holds that even gimel lugin of mayim Shu'uvin pasuls minatora if it's the first three lug of water in the mikvah. The Rash Mishants in Mikvaos, in Mesechs Mikvaos, in the second parak says, it's totally whether the kli that was used to draw the water is mekabel tuma or not mekabel tuma. That if the kli itself is mekabel tuma, then it's psul d'oraisa. If the kli itself that you use is not mekabel tuma, then it's psul d'rabanan. But kuli amlo pligi that there is some sort of psul of mayim shuvin, and therefore the Gemara is saying it's impossible that a person could ever go to the mikveh in warm water. So the Gemara says not a good raya at all, because maybe it is possible that a person could go to the mikveh in warm water. Amar of Chanan bar Katina lo nitzcha el chamei Tveria. Who says that you need mayim Shu'uvin in order to go to the mikveh in warm water? Maybe we're talking about Chamei Tveria. There's naturally hot springs and that you can go to the mikveh in. So since they're hot, that's why we say only if you're Tameh, you're allowed to go to them on Tisha B'Av. But a regular person can't go bathing in Chamei Tveria on Tisha B'Av. But maybe in a Chinami, even a regular person who's not Tameh is allowed to bathe in cold water on Tisha B'Av. So you don't have a clear raya that you're not allowed to bathe in cold water on Tisha B'Av. The reason they allow Chayavei Tvilos to be Tovel in warm water, one could have asked, l'chora, if you have to go to the mikveh, and it's Tisha B'Av, so go to a cold mikveh. What do you have to go to a hot mikveh for? Why would we allow them to go to Chamei Tveria for such a thing? So Chassam Sofer writes, it must be we're talking about an istinus, that if we don't allow Tevila B'chamin, then they're not going to go to the mikveh at all, and Tevila B'zman a mitzvah, there's a mitzvah that's supposed to go to the mikveh, so we don't want to discourage people from going to the mikveh, so therefore they allow even Tevila B'chamin in such cases. So the Gemara tries to say, well, wait a second, what? Nowadays we only have one mikvah. Yeah. Yeah, it's for the same reason, because we want to encourage people to go to. Well, no, nowadays we don't go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av. because we don't have tefillah b'zman anymore nowadays. Tefillah b'zman meant that you were going mamish on time. So nowadays, a nida doesn't go on day 7, right? The halacha on a daraisa level is after 7 days of nidus, the following night she goes to the mikveh. So nowadays, she's got 5 days and then 7 days. It's not b'zman anyway, right? And even the Zava Gadola is not really b'zman, because Zava Gadola, we had so many chumras. By the time a person goes to the woman goes, men forget about it, we don't do it at all, but by the time a woman goes to the mikveh, it's already not a tefillah b'zman. So that's why the mikveh is closed twice a year. It's closed on Tisha B'Av, it's closed on Yom Kippurim, because you have no heter to be tovel b'zman hazeh. So on Tisha B'Av and Yom Kippurim. So frankly, Gemara Ihachi, if according to the Brisa, it's a mutter for everybody to bathe in Sonin on Tisha B'Av, Eima Seifa, how do you read the Seifa of the Brisa? The Seifa says, Amar B'Chaninus Gan Akwanim, the B'Chaninus Gan Akwanim says that if a person is tamei and comes time for their tevilah on Tisha B'Av, so Kedayu Beisel Lukenu La'abi Delov Tevilah Pamachas B'Shana. He holds against the Tanakama that you're not allowed to go to the mikvah, and it's okay, you'll lose out on one tevilah for the avelus of the Chorban Beis Hamikdash. But Ve'i Amr Pitzonin Mutter Yerchatz Pitzonin. But if everybody agrees that you can bathe in cold water, why not let the guy who needs to go to the mikvah on Tisha B'Av go in cold water? What do you mean Kedayu Beis Elokeinu and you'll lose out on the tevilah? Can't you satisfy all things that as far as Beis Elokeinu is concerned and the avelus, you can't use warm water? So go to a cold mikvah and you'll still be able to do a tevilah. So you see from Rabbi Chanina Sagan HaKohanim that apparently even cold water is a problem. So Gemara says, no, that's not a raya. Amar Rav Papa, we can reject that. Ba'asud lo shchiach tzonin. Maybe he's talking about a case where they only have chamei tevaria, where there is no cold water available. Hard to imagine such a metzius, but maybe there's such a metzius where there's no cold water, they only have naturally hot springs, they don't have any cold water. So then, kedayu beisel ukenu, rather than go to the mikveh in warm water, you would have to, according to Rabbi Chanina Kohanim, you'd have to skip that tevilah, wait till the next day. So ask the Gemara on the second dinner of Rav Chista. Now Rav Chista also said that on a Tainus Tzibur one is allowed to bathe in cold water. So because we said anything that's Mishum Ta'anuk, that we just try to prevent extra enjoyment and pleasures on a Tainus Tzibur, so therefore you're allowed to bathe in cold water. So Tashma says, well, I'll bring a Raya from the Brisa when it limits the various Isurim that apply on a Tainus Tzibur, and tells us that these Isurim are not universally applied. Kishamru Asur B'Mlacha, for example, when it says you're not allowed to do malach on a tainus tzibur, lo amrul b'yom avol b'lay lemutter. As we already explained earlier, that's only during the daytime of the tainus tzibur. The nighttime, when it's not yet time of asifa zekanim, where when it's not yet the time where the zekanim gathered, it's just nighttime where everyone's in their homes. It's mutter to do malacha. So that's a limitation on the yisur malacha. Ukshamru asmin el sandal. When we say that on a tainus tzibur, you're not allowed to wear leather shoes. Not always. Lo amrul b'ir. That's only if you're in the city. Avol b'derech. But if you're traveling, mutter, then you're allowed to wear leather shoes even on a tainus tzibur. Haketzat, so how do you navigate that? Yotzi l'derech noel, when you're going out to the road, you wear your leather shoes, nichnasi erchaletz, and you come into the city, you take off the leather shoes. Ukshamro subrchitzam, when we say that you're not allowed to bathe on a tainus tzibur, lo amru el kol gufo, avapani yodav raglav mutter, that's only bathing your entire body, but just to wash your hands, your face, your feet, that's going to be mutter to do on a tainus tzibur. So v'chenat amotzi b'menuda, and you find similar dinim when it comes to someone who is put in cheirim, uba avel, and when it comes to an avel. So my love, when the Brisa says that a menuda and an avel are the same as a tainus tzibur, doesn't that mean akulu, that all of these dinim that we just said, that you're allowed to wear leather shoes when you're traveling, that you're allowed to do malacha at night, that you're allowed to bathe in cold water, that you're allowed to bathe panav yada varaglav, isn't all of that for menuda and an avel and a tainus tzibur? We're equating all of them on all of those dinim. What kind of water are you using that we're saying you're allowed to bathe your hands, face, and feet, you're just not allowed to bathe your whole body? If we're talking about warm water, would that be possible that we're saying that you're allowed to wash your hands, face, and feet with warm water on Tisha B'Av? Is that possible, Vam Rav Sheshes? And when you're in Avelus, Vam Rav Sheshes, Avel Asur Lahoshnitz Bo Bechamin. An Avel is not even allowed to stick his finger into warm water. For sure, he's not allowed to wash hands, face, and feet in warm water. So when it says that you're allowed to bathe in your hands, face, and feet, but not your whole body in warm water, Elulav B'Tzon. bitzonin. It must in water rather. It must mean bitzonin with cold water. So that which we ask her to bathe on a tainus tzibur, to bathe your entire body on a tainus tzibur, means you're not even allowed to bathe your entire body in cold water on a tainus tzibur. That's a raya against Rav Chista. Rav Chista had said, no, on a tainus tzibur you can bathe your whole body in cold water. It's only for avelus that you're not allowed to bathe your whole body in cold water. But over here you see that we're equating avelus with the tainus tzibur, and we're saying that you're allowed to bathe your hands, face, and feet, but not your whole body. And it's talking about cold water. It must be talking about cold water, because warm water and avel's not allowed to do anything. So says Gemara, lo. Now the Brice is not talking about cold water. Li'olam b'chamin. The Brice is talking about warm water. Ah, but we said that can't be you, the kokashalach. We asked the kasha, v'chein at the motzivim nudu b'avel, because we said that an avel is allowed to do these things, and an avel's not allowed to wash his hands, face, and feet in warm water. No, asha'arakai. The fact that we're equating a menuda and an avel to tainus tzibur, that's talking about the other dinim in the Brice, not the bathing dinim. That's about the wearing leather shoes outside of the city. That's about doing malacha at night. That's where we say an avel is like a tainus tzibur. But when it comes to bathing, an avel is totally different dinim than a tainus tzibur, like Rav Chista said at the beginning of this conversation, right, where he said that kol shum mishum avel, whenever something is on account of avelus, you're not even allowed to bathe in cold water. But whenever something is on account of tanug, like by a tainus tzibur, then you're allowed to bathe in cold water. So now the Gemara asks on the first dinner of Rav Chista that an avel is not allowed to bathe even in cold water. Tashma. One time the children of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina died, unfortunately. And during Shiva, he washed in cold water. So don't you see that an Avel is allowed to bathe in cold water? How can you tell me that kol shum mishum Avel, you're not allowed to bathe in cold water? And so Gemara, no. Hasam kishtakfuhu Avelot hava. That case was a case where one Avelos came right after the other one. The Lashon of Takfu is takeoff. That happens immediately. That one Avelos, when he was about to get up from Shiva, from one of his children, another one of his children died nebuch. So he went from one Shiva right into another Shiva. So in such cases, we have a special heter that he's allowed to bathe in cold water in such a case. The reason they were dafka mekel betzonin and not bechamin, the different possibilities. Either because it's you have to do something differently than normal, because you are, after all, the person is after all an avelus, or it's just to be mema'it bahana'a somewhat. But bottom line is, he's allowed to bathe in that case, but only in cold water. But at least we allow him to bathe in cold water because it's one avelus after the other. Titania, because the Brisa tells us to chafu avelus zeacharzeh. If one avelus comes right on the heels of the other, hich bitzaro, if his hair is growing long, mekel b'teir, he's allowed to lighten the burden of his hair with a razor, but not with a scissor. Mechabis ksuso b'mayim, and he can also clean his clothing with water, not with detergent, with water. So you have certain kulas. Not, we don't go all the way. We don't allow doing things normally, but certain kulas about hair cutting, certain kulas about bathing, certain kulas about washing clothing when Nebuch one has one avelos after the other. So it tells us three dinim, right? When it's takfu avelov, you have rechitza, tisporis, and kvisa. So even though it's three dinim, it's really talking about separate cases. Meaning by rechitza and kvisa, by bathing and laundering, the isser is only for 7 days. The isser is only during Shiva. So when we say takfu avelov, it means when he was about to get up from Shiva, Nebuch, he lost another relative and he was about to sit another Shiva. When it comes to tisporis, the isser of haircutting, the isser is called shloshim. The isser to shave and to get a haircut is an isser for all of shloshim. So it must be that we're talking about where takfu avelov, as far as that's concerned, as far as haircutting is concerned, must be when he was about to get out of shloshim, another relative died. Truth is, even when it comes to bathing, could be that there are dinim that you're not allowed to bathe for all 30 days. The halacha is that you're not allowed to bathe at all during Shiva, and only bitzonin during Shloshim, not bechamin during Shloshim. No one's knowing that way anymore because we're all istanesim, so people already bathe bechamin typically after Shiva is over. Nowadays, a lot of people bathe bitzonin during Shiva also because we're such istanesim, but the ikra din is that there are dinim of rechitza even after Shiva is over. But you still see that even though we're clustering these halachos together, they're not really talking about the same case of takvu avelov. Some of these are dinim of Shiva followed by another Shiva, and some are dinim of shloshim followed by another shloshim. That's, by the way, the reason why Rav Salvechik thought it was mutter to bathe bizman hazeh during the 9 days. that even with warm water, the Shulchan Aruch says beferish that you're not allowed to. That you're not allowed to bathe during the 9 days or Shavuos Chalba or whatever with warm water. So he said, no, but you have to look at the avelos that we have over the Churban Habayis. It's patterned after something. All the dinim are patterned after normal dinei avelos. So obviously Tisha B'Av itself, we sit shiva. It's like avelos shiva. But the Shavuos Chalba or 9 days for Ashkenazim, we treat as dinim of shloshim. So that's why the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to bathe in warm water because that's dinim of shloshim. But nowadays, when someone is in shloshim, they absolutely bathe in warm water because we're all istanesim. So that's why he thought that you're allowed to bathe in warm water. But I mean, it comes out certain chumras also. Turn out you're not allowed to cut your nails. Many of the Sfarim Mishabru says you are allowed to cut your nails. It's worth the trade off to be able to take a warm shower during 9 days to not cut your nails for a week and a half. So says the Gemara Vayter Amar Rava Avel Mutar Lirchos Bitzonin Kol Shiva. And Avel is allowed to bathe in cold water for 7 days. Midadava Bistra V'Chamra. Just like an Avel is mutter to I'm sorry, I skipped the line, right? So the Gemara explains the kulas first. Amar of Chista betara v'lo b'mesprayim b'mayim v'lo b'neser v'lo b'chol. Right. So did it? That's what I'm up to. So the Rav Chisda says that when we say that if a person has heavy hair, he's allowed to cut with a razor, it means not with a scissor. And b'maya means, when we say that he's allowed to wash his clothing with water, it means, and not with detergent. So Amar Rava, Avel Mutar Lirchots B'Tzorin Kol Shiva. And Avel is allowed to bathe in cold water, Kol Shiva, throughout the Shiva. Midadava Bisra V'Chamer. Just like an Avel is allowed to eat meat and is allowed to drink wine, so he's allowed to do certain enjoyable things. So Rechitza B'Tzonin is like that kind of level of tanug, of eating meat and drinking wine, and therefore it's going to be mutter, just like an Avel is allowed to eat meat and drink wine. A lot of times people ask, are you allowed to drink wine when you're in Avelus? The Gemara is an expression, Lo nivra yayin el lenachim bo'as Avelim, that's the purpose of wine. Wine is to take the edge off a little bit and to calm a person down during Avelus. So absolutely, an Avel's allowed to drink wine. The Gemara in Ksuba says that initially they made a takana that you have to have 10 kosos of yayin in a base Avel. Then they saw that didn't work out so well, so that was a bad plan. So they changed the halacha, but wine is absolutely mutter for an Avel. So Meisvei, so the Gemara challenges now. Ein habagaris rashol the navelas atzma. If you have a girl who's of marriageable age, she's not allowed to be menavel herself, be me evel avia during the days of avelus. Meaning, she doesn't have to be menavel herself and make herself look not nice, because the chum allow her to be mevatel some of the halachos of avelus in order that she should be able to find a shidduch. So from the fact that they only allow that for a bogeres hanara, it sounds like a girl who's a nara, who's already chayavas in mitzvah, she's past bas mitzvah already, but she's not yet of marriageable age, Rasha, she is allowed to be menavel herself, meaning she's obligated in all of the dinim of Avelos. So the Chum are not mekel at all. So my love, what does that mean, that we allow Bogeres to do certain things and not a Nara? What are we talking about? Isn't that Perichitza? Doesn't that mean that we allow her to bathe herself? So B'mai, and what kind of bathing are we talking about? Ilim B'chabin, if we're talking about warm water, Eino Bogeres Rasha, that's Shaykh to say that a Bogeres is not allowed to be no in Isser in warm water. All she has to do is look nice. If she bathes in cold water, she'll look nice also. So why would we say it's usher for her to be machmir to not bathe in warm water? An avil typically is not even allowed to stick their finger into warm water. So it's such a chamadika thing. It's not mistaver that you're going to allow bathing in warm water for a bogeres, especially since she could accomplish the same thing by bathing in cold water. Elav b'tzonein. It must be that we're talking about tzonein. And we see that even cold water, they were only matir for bogeres and not for a nara. So you see that rechitza sonein is usher for an avel, because we're saying that we're allowing rechitza sonein for a bogeres to find a shidduch, where the mashmos clearly is, and we would not allow rechitza sonein for a nara. We would not allow rechitza sonein for a regular avel. So that's a kasha on Rava. Rava allowed rechitza sonein. So says Merlo akichul pirchus. The Bryce is not talking about rechitza. It's talking about other types of making herself look nice. It's talking about other beautifications that she would do, putting putting on makeup and things like that. But in Chinami, when it comes to Rechitza, the Bogeris has the same din as the Nara. Lema Mesayele, so now the Gemara brings a Raya to Rava that an Oval is allowed to bathe in cold water. Dam Rabbi Abba Akoin, Mishum Rabbi Yossi Akoin, Maisu Mesu Banu Shabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina, Nebuch, the children of Rabbi Yossi Rabbi Chanina died, Varachatz Betzorin Kol Shiva, and he bathed in cold water throughout Shiva. So isn't that a Raya? You're allowed to bathe in cold water? Says Gemara, no. Amri Hasim Mishtuk Fu Avelim Zachazah. That was a case where he had one Avelis right after the other, so that's why he had separate special kulas in such cases. If a person has one avelus right after the other, he can cut his hair with a razor. He can clean some of his clothing with water, but without detergent. So the Gemara brings it limits the isur, as we said earlier. That you can use a tar to lighten the hair, but not scissors. You could use water to wash the clothing, but not detergents. So ikada amri. Now the Gemara brings a third daya about an avel bathing. So the ikada amri amar Rava, that Rava holds avel asur bitzonein kol shiva. An avel is not allowed to wash his whole body in cold water throughout shiva, and certainly he's not allowed to wash in warm water. But when it comes to panaviyad of raglav, he's even allowed to wash in warm water. So that's the third daya. That's how we sort of compromise that cold water is asur throughout, even cold water is asur throughout shiva, but for just panaviyad of raglav, he could even use warm water. That's what the Ritva explains. So Maishnami Basar V'yayin asks the Gemara, wait a second, why should bathing in cold water be different than Basar V'yayin? We allow an Avil during Shiva to have Basar V'yayin. Why can't we allow him to bathe in cold water? So asks the Gemara, because they're totally different. The purpose of eating meat and drinking wine is to calm his mood a little bit, to calm his tzar a little bit. So the Chum do that. It provides him a little sense of necham and of calm. But Rechitza is just for enjoyment. It doesn't give him that sense of calm. So there's no reason to be mekel by Rechitza at all. So now all of the things, we're going to bring a raya to Rava. All the things that were akasha before are raya now, and everything that was a raya before is akasha now. So we're going to bring a raya to Rava that an oval is not allowed to wash, even b'tzonein, ein a bogeris rishal l'naval atzma, because we said that a bogeris is allowed to be mekel in hilchos avelus in order to appear attractive, in order to attract the shidduch. Hanara rasha'a, but a nara should observe all of the dinim of avelus, and apparently that means not to bathe. B'may, and what are we talking about? What kind of water? Ilem b'chamin, we're talking about warm water. Ein a bogeris rasha'a, v'amrav chisav alasul oshul esbal b'chamin. What do you mean? You're going to tell me that a bogeris is allowed to bathe in warm water? In other words, warm water is such a chamadika thing, you're not even allowed to stick your finger in warm water. Elav b'tzonein, it must be that we're talking about tzonein. And you see that that a nara is not even allowed to bathe in tzonein. Says Marlo, akichul pirkos. You can't bring any rayas about bathing from the distinction between a bogeris and a nara, because the whole distinction about a bogeris and a nara had nothing to do with bathing. That was only about putting on makeup and hair removal and things like that, but nothing to do with bathing. Okay, so once we learn that an avel is not allowed to do kichel and pirkus, which is, you know, a beautification process, so we learn another halacha from that. Amrav chisa zos omeres avel asur b'tichbosis kol shiva. If they're not allowed to do makeup and hair removal and things like that, it must be they're not allowed to wash their clothing either, because washing clothing is similar to putting on makeup. That's the equation the Gemara is making. That's how Rashi understands. Rabbi Kiveger is bothered by this, because he says Rav Chista himself says that an avel is asur b'tzonein. So if that's the case, then we can explain that the kula of a bogeris is about rechitza b'tzonein and not about kichul pirkus, and there's no makar for the isur of kvisa. And also, from the fact that takfu avelav, they only allowed kvisa b'mayim, it sounds like a regular avel is asur b'kvisa. So how can Rav Chista make a diuk over here that it's zosa meres and an avel is asur b'tichposas kol shiva? Okay, so v'hilchasa, the bottom line is, the halacha is, once we have three deos, as far as what an avel is allowed to do, as far as bathing is concerned, halacha is Avel asur lirchutz kol gufo bein becham bein betzonein kol shiva. Throughout shiva, an avel is not allowed to bathe in warm water nor in cold water. Aval panav yadav raglav becham in asur betzonein mutter. But he's allowed to bathe. He's allowed to wash his hands, face, and feet only in cold water, not in warm water. Aval losluch, but to use shemen or other types of things on his skin, afilu kol shu asur. Even any part of his body is going to be asur. V'im la'aver es hazuama. But if he's just trying to remove remove a foul odor that's coming from him, bad smell, or any dirt or something like that, mutter. Then it's mutter, and obviously if it's for refuah, it's mutter as well. So it turns out, the Ritva points out, that we have three basic dinim over here, three basic levels of din. Tishbav is very chamer because it's an avil of Kal Yisrael. You're not even allowed to stick your finger in cold water on Tishbav, and certainly not in hot water. And only chayavei tefilos could be tovel kedarkan on Tishbav when it's tevila b'zman a mitzvah. When a person has an avelus yachid, it's a little more kal. You're allowed to bathe in cold water part of your body, but not your whole body. That's what the Gemara is saying right now, that an avil could bathe part of his body in cold water. And Tainas Tzibur is even more kal than that. It's only nisr mishum tanuk, and therefore you're allowed to bathe your entire body in cold water, and mix us of your body, mix us gufo, in warm water. Okay, so now the Gemara shifts. Now that we've discussed Rechitza, now the Gemara is going to discuss the tefillah on a fast day. So how do we say anenu on a fast day? So adbere, Rav Yitzchak bere, v'darash, Rav Yehuda taught Rav Yitzchak his son the following, that yachad shekibul of tainus mispel shel tainus, that a yach that's mekabel tainus should daven the anenu, v'hechad omre. And where does he say anenu? Bein goel l'rofe, between the bracha of Goel Yisrael and rofe. So he adds an extra bracha of Baruch Atah Hashem on la'amo Yisrael be'es tzara of anenu in between. So maskar Rav Yitzchak chiyachid kovei bracha la'atzmo, a yachid in his own private Shemon Esrei is allowed to make a 19th bracha, or today a 20th bracha, now that we have Lam Hashim, an extra bracha in Shemon Esrei. Elo am Rav Yitzchak, so Rav Yitzchak says no. B'shamei tefila, you incorporate anenu into shamei tefila. V'chein am Rav Sheshes b'shamei tefila. Rav Sheshes also says you incorporate anenu into shamei tefila. So meisvei ein ben yachad tzibur el shezem espal shmona esrei v'zem espal tsha esrei. So we said the difference between yachad and tzibur is that a tzibur adds in an extra bracha and a yachad incorporates. My yachad and my tzibur. What does the yachad mean? What does the tzibur mean? Ilei mi yachad mamish. If yachad means that every yachad in his own tefila, a tzibur shliach tzibur, and a tzibur means chazar sashatz hani tsha. If we're talking about Chazar Shatz, it wouldn't be 19 brachas, there are 24 brachas of Chazar Shatz on a fast day. Elav hachikamar, ein ben yachid to keep a love tainis yachid, the yachid should keep a love tainis tzibur. Now, when we say the difference between yachid and tzibur, what we mean is a yachid who has a tainis yachid and a yachid that's fasting at a tainis tzibur, elish zemispal shmona esrei, vizemispal tsha esrei. That a yachid on a tainis tzibur says 19 brachas. Shmamina, yachid kovea bracha latzma. So don't you see a riot from there? That a yachid is kovea bracha. Adds a 19th bracha of anenu. Says more low. The only melach shliach tzibur. Now maybe he's really talking about the shliach tzibur. The kashlach shliach tzibur asr rabba matzli b'shol senis rishonus like asr va'arba. You're going to tell me, oh, shliach tzibur always has 24 brachas? Not always. The first three in the series of fast days, the shliach tzibur does not have 24 brachas. We have to stop there. I realize I went a little long. And have a great day, everybody. And wish me luck getting to Tinek.